WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Just one day after Connecticut's governor announced he will lift almost all his state's business restrictions next month, Governor Murphy says COVID numbers are moving in the right direction in New Jersey and will continue to reopen the state, but in increments. During a TV interview on WPIX 11, Murphy says we're going to definitely continue to open up. There's no question about it, but he did not detail what steps he may take. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont announced Monday all of his state's outdoor restrictions will be lifted May 1st. All restrictions on state businesses will be phased out starting May 19th. Masking indoors will be required. New Jerseyans are relying heavily on family members for child care during this slow crawl out of the COVID pandemic, according to a Fairleigh Dickinson poll. In it, 70% of parents with kids aged 3 and under say their child is in some type of child care environment.
45% of those said they use relatives to provide the child care support. About 30% say they have their child in either a daycare center or a child care center, and about 10% say they use non-relative to provide child care.
Grandparents are cited as the biggest source of in-family help, and a sizable amount of poll respondents say they're paying a relative for their services. Jurors in Derek Chauvin's murder trial remain out of sight as they try to reach a verdict in the case. The jury of 6 white people and 6 people who are black or multiracial resumed deliberations this morning and this afternoon. During closing arguments, prosecutors argued Chauvin squeezed the life out of George Floyd by pinning his knee to the man's neck. The defense argued that Floyd died of an underlying heart condition and illegal drug use, and that Chauvin acted reasonably. Nearly 8,000 New Jersey police and firefighters with 20 years of service can now retire early under a bill signed by Governor Murphy Monday. The burnout bill allows public safety workers who reach 20 years of service within the next 2 years to retire with a pension, regardless of their age. Current law limits the early retirement benefit, the equivalent of half their salary, for those hired after January 2000 to those at least 55 years old. A New York man flying aboard a United Airlines flight from Denver to Newark Airport Friday has been arrested and charged with groping a woman who he was sitting next to on the flight. During the flight, 28-year-old Ryan Manuela was seat hopping. At one point, he moved next to the woman, touching her groin and inner thigh without her permission. He was also rummaging through another man's bag and stole a pair of glasses. After the flight landed, he was arrested without incident and admitted to inappropriately touching the woman. You may need to bring your COVID vaccine card with you to go into stores, restaurants, graduations, parks, and onto the beach. If an idea Governor Murphy is contemplating to mandate vaccine passports becomes reality. Assemblyman Greg McGuckin says if that happens, it would create a dangerous, slippery slope.
What's the next thing a business can do? We want to see your, you know, tetanus shots. We want to see your, whether you've had cancer, whether you've have AIDS. It's ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous.
To prevent any of this from happening, McGuckin, along with fellow Ocean County 10th District Assemblyman John Catalano and Senator Jim Hozafel, are introducing a bill to prohibit the government or a private entity from inquiring into your health records to determine if you have the right to go to a public park or private business. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Sunny, warm, gorgeous, then it goes downhill starting tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 1015 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is pencil. P-E-N-C-I-L. Pencil.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 1 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
12:05, now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
On Route 22, there are delays on the westbound side from Vauxhall Road Union out toward Fairway Drive, the right lane down for road work until 3:30 this afternoon. And on 22 eastbound, it's a little heavy at Fairway Drive and Union, and then again heavier still from Bloy Street all the way down to North Broad Street and Hillside. Also in Union, over in the Vauxhall section, they've been working on a debris spill on the local lanes of Route 78 eastbound, closing the ramp onto Springfield. Greenfield Avenue at exit 49. 295 in Belmar, just a little heavy going into the 42 construction work. The right lane closed there at exit 26. 55 is heavy north of Clements Bridge into 42. Mansfield 206, the right lane is still closed on either side between Mansfield Road and Route 68 because of down wires. In Pleasantville, Delilah Road is closed on both sides between Main Street and Route 9 for construction work. And in Wall Township, construction work on both sides of Route 34 until 3 o'clock between Painters Road and Allenwood Road. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 12:18. Pete Toriello on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 295 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 12:06.
All Jersey, all the time.
Listen to this station. This will tell you how it is.
New Jersey 101.5.
Let's see, 101.5, instant weather.
A spectacular spring day underway, period, full stop. But some turbulent roller coaster weather is ahead for the next few days as we go from the 70s to the 60s to the 50s with some thunderstorms and a likely freeze along the way. Lower 70s for highs today, mostly sunny, breezy, and dry. Enjoy. Tonight will stay quiet and fairly pleasant with a few clouds and lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow will start with increasing clouds and a spotty shower in the morning. Then watch for a line of strong thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. Could be some gusty winds and downpours out there. Highs tomorrow lower to mid-60s, but turning windy and colder tomorrow night. Thursday morning, I think we face a widespread freeze away from the Jersey Shore. It'll be clear with a chilly breeze Thursday. Highs only in the lower 50s, back to the lower 60s on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey weather made possible by Rutgers University Behavioral Healthcare. Have you been impacted by COVID-19 and you're not sure where to turn? COVID Connect is a confidential helpline for mental health and addiction resources. Call 833-233-0011 to talk with their specialists today. Paramus, 70 degrees. Marlton, 71. Plainsboro, 69. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus. Find out how to make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. Only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey.